This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Growing pressure on Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to recuse himself from overseeing special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. This picked up steam when GOP Senator Lindsey Graham wrote a letter asking Rosenstein if his recommendation to fire former FBI Director James Comey makes him a witness in a potential obstruction of justice probe involving President Trump, and whether he should then recuse himself from the matter. The Justice Department responded this way, quote, "The Deputy Attorney General would recuse from all or part of any matter if recusal were deemed appropriate by department officials who are informed about the matter. Otherwise, he has a responsibility to fulfill his oath to well and faithfully execute the duties of his office." That response not sitting well with Lindsey Graham. The senator repeated his concerns with Rosenstein. Watch.
I'm really curious as to how Rosenstein could be involved in overseeing an investigation if he's going to be a witness.
Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. On this very new set, you and I said last week, I wonder if recusal will be next.
Well, recusal will be warranted. By recusal, we mean that Rod Rosenstein no longer manages the case, and Bob Mueller would have another boss, which is a little problematic as to who that would be. We can get to that in a minute. Recusal would be warranted, according to the DOJ, if their ethics team, which is a team of ethics experts that work for the DOJ, decides. He's basically saying, I'm going to let them decide. When would it be warranted? When you are both a witness and running the investigation. You can't be both. You got to be one or the other.
Can I ask you a quick question, and then we'll move on? Is this the same total or in part ethics team that looked at Jeff Sessions' refusal?
Yes.
Because we talked about...
I don't know if it's the same human beings, but it's the same office.
No, but it's the same unit,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay. So
yes.
We've seen this before.
Yes, we have. So Senator Graham's argument, and on its face it makes a lot of sense, is Rod Rosenstein signed the memo to the president setting forth the reasons that would justify firing Jim Comey. He participated in conversations with the president.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Mueller is suggesting that part of what the president's reasons were was to... drive was to punish Comey for not stopping the Russian investigation. This is an alleged allegation. I'm not saying this happened. And that motivation was obstruction of justice. So therefore, we need the testimony of Rod Rosenstein to say, why was Jim Comey fired? Was he fired because the president feared the Russia investigation? This is at a time before Mueller was in office.
Sure.
Or was
well,
he fired because the president just didn't like the way he handled the Hillary Clinton investigation?
Well, some people say that fire triggered the second, the special counsel.
Okay, so Bob Mueller has a choice.
Okay.
Do I want Rod Rosenstein to be my boss, or do I want him to be my witness? If I want him to be my boss, I have another witness who was there at all those meetings and who participated in the drafting or at least signed
who
off on the memo. Jeff Sessions.
But he's already recused.
Yes, so he may very well, rather than trigger two recusals, use Jeff Sessions as his witness in this Jim Comey firing escapade.
Robert Mueller has said that he wouldn't, and correct me if I misunderstood what he said, he wouldn't move to charge this president. Did I misunderstand that?
No, you understood his principal mouthpiece as saying that. You never heard that from...
Okay.
That's what Mayor Giuliani has said, but you never heard that from Bob Mueller. Bob
that's
Mueller,
what he said he was told. Okay,
Bob Mueller, unlike Ken Starr, who was on television once a week in that era when he was investigating Whitewater, Bob Mueller has never said a peep to the public. He is very, very dutiful in this respect.
Do you doubt that that's the case?
I doubt that that's the case because of the depth of the level of their...
The reason I ask is that we're going around and around, and it seems like Bob Mueller retains his power, and I wonder how that happens. But what you're saying is, A, we don't know what he has.
Right.
And B,
we won't know what he has until he either says, I'm not indicting anybody, here's what I found, or here are the indictments, now we'll try these cases. And he doesn't have to show his cards, contrary to my dear friend, former judge and Congressman Gohmert. He doesn't have to show documents in the middle of a criminal investigation. He has the privilege of keeping those secret until the investigation is over.
I saw you shaking your head as I was talking with the congressman. He was very impassioned. I appreciate your time.
Of course.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we always love to hear from you, okay, Bill, at BillMartinezLive.com. And today comes with a bonus, too, because if you're listening to us and you send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, you can request your own copy of the DVD, I Can Only Imagine, the song you know, the story you don't. It is out on Blu-ray and DVD next week. It's already available digitally. The other movie that we have available to you, for you, is Samson. Yes, that epic movie starring Taylor James, who we had on earlier. And all you got to do is drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hopper. We're going to put everybody's name in the hopper. We got lots of DVDs to give away. And just tell me which one you prefer, whether it's Samson or I Can Only Imagine. It's our gift to you because that's what we like to do. You know, like I said, we are givers and we keep passing things out. You know, we bless you forward here. We pay it forward, as they say. Let me read to you the Creed of the Beloved. It says, I am not what I do. I'm not what I have. I'm not what people say about me. I am the Beloved of God. It's who I am. No one can take it away from me. I don't have to worry. I don't have to hurry. I can trust my friend Jesus and share his love with the world. With us right now to talk about this is Bobby Schuller, the lead pastor in Shepherd's Grove and Hour of Power. You are beloved, living in the freedom of God's grace, mercy, and love. Bobby Schuller, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I am doing terrific. I got to tell you, I've been looking forward to this time to talk to you, not only about what you do, but also, you know, to acknowledge your father's ministry, you know, what your father did. And, you know, I was born and raised in Southern California, and after I got out of the Marine Corps, I found myself in Orange County and often took advantage of, you know, what your father did with the Possibility Thinkers luncheons and his ministry. It was such a blessing. Yeah, I want you to know.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate that. He was just such a blessing to everybody who knew him. So loving and kind to strangers. And you know, when I moved back to California, just sitting up in the tower with him, mm-hmm. you know, every Thursday, spent hours with me as, you know, a young man, just, you know, training me and talking to me. And he was so busy, and it was so great to to get that time with my grandpa. You know, it was just a great experience. So.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, anyone, Bobby, who knows, and this is why I wanted to read the Creed of the Beloved, anybody that knows and understands the life-altering power that lies in those simple words. But what does it really mean? How do we live that out?
So, I mean, one of the reasons that I wrote the Creed of the Beloved is it was just a thing that I applied into my own personal life. I was actually mentored by a guy named Dallas Willard. A lot of pastors are very familiar with him. Some Christians really enjoy his work, and he spent some time with me, and I read a lot of his works. And the big thing that Dallas always said is that a disciple is someone who is trained. That's literally what it means. It's a disciplined one.
Mm-hmm.
That you train your life and your character into the character of Christ, you know, with the help of the Holy Spirit. So
right.
Part of that was like, okay, I come from a Reformed tradition. We have a lot of confessions and creeds, things like this. And I thought, we don't have a lot of modern, confessions and creeds. So I just sort of wrote one for myself, and it actually came from a lot of the writings from Henry Nouwen. And so I just started saying this in my prayer life. I'm not what I do. I'm not what I have. I'm not what people say about me. I'm the beloved of God. And this is a way of sort of speaking grace in fresh language over my life. So I introduced this creed to our church, and people, we've been saying it in every hour of power now for 5 years, and people just continually talk about how much shaping and changing their life because it's helping with that, all those unconscious things we're saying to ourselves, but I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not, you know, successful enough, I'm not achieving enough. And so it's just been a real blessing to a lot of people, I think.
It reconnects us with our power source, does it not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because so many of us, we don't recognize that we have all of these ways that we talk to ourselves, ways that we think about ourselves. I think in the church, we make mistakes sometimes of feeling like if we beat ourselves up enough, you know, if I say I'm a horrible person, I'm a bad person, I'm, you know, rotten and all this stuff, that somehow that's going to make me do good, even though it's never worked. And what really works is something like the AA. When you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, at no point are they like, it's good to be an alcoholic. At the same time, you don't feel guilty for being an alcoholic. You go there and say, hi, my name's Bobby, I'm an alcoholic. And says, hi, Bobby. And some of them say, I'm helpless, in my ability to be alcoholism. I need God. I need a higher power. Only He can do it. In a weird way, I feel like sometimes they have to be AA and doing a better job missionally than many churches are. Mm-hmm. Because instead of being like, You need to stop drinking today. You're a bad person. And so they're sort of like, let's work with you in a process of grace. And so that's what we're trying to do.
And part of that grace tells us, Bobby, that we're all in this journey together. I was just talking with Dr. Alveda King right before you and I connected. And I was reminded the other night when Britt Hume had shared on Fox News after the announcement of the suicide of Kate Spade, is that he recalled something I think was really profound. I really appreciate him sharing it with the audience. He said, he says, you never know what other people are going through. So be kind.
That's right.
And that's the thing. It's kind of like with in the case of Alcoholics Anonymous, we have an idea of what they're going through. I mean, to a certain level, yeah, they're dealing with alcoholism, but God only knows what other dominoes have fallen in that journey of alcoholism that they've gone through. But at least they've all accepted, hey, look, I've got my journey, you've got your journey, we know we all got stuff, we can high-five one another and say, hey, we're here, and as much as we can, come alongside and help somebody else. Because even at those times when you think that you have nothing to offer, But God gives you that word that needs to be aptly spoken to another human being that says, you know what, you matter.
That's right. I mean, and that's exactly right. The number one reason people leave church is actually because they're sinning in their life, as weird as it sounds. So it's like when people are doing good, they're like, okay, I can go to church now. But when they feel like they're not, doing well morally, they're like, I can't go to church anymore because I'm a hypocrite or something. Mm-hmm. That needs to be inverted. Right away. And we need to be kind of nice people who are just, friends of sinners the way that Jesus was.
Exactly.
I remember when I was a kid, so addiction is 100% driven by shame. And I remember when I was a kid, recently I was telling a story when I was a kid, what I meant to be a joke ended up being like this really, this thing that ended up like making me cry as I was telling the story. And it was the first time I realized that my conscious mind was different than my unconscious mind.
No.
It was a big wake up call for me, and showed me that I had all the stuff that I was saying about myself. It's the reason I wrote the book.
Well, we're going to talk more about it when we come back. Bobby Schuller is our guest, the lead pastor, Shepherd's Grove and Hour of Power. His book, You Are Beloved. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Bobby Schuller after this.
I'm KFC's extra crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here.
So I dance with you. be gone.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. The song always touches me and it gets me, right where it needs to, I guess. And especially this time of year as we get ready for Father's Day, just around the corner, huh? Our conversation with Bobby Schuller continues. His brand new book, You Are Beloved, Living in the Freedom of God's Grace, Mercy, and Love. Bobby, as we were talking before, it's one thing to be at the feet of your father or your grandfather as they were mentoring you and growing you into your current ministry position now as the lead pastor of Shepherd's Grove, and talking to you about speaking into a camera. But here you are, taking over, you've taken over the hour of power. It's one thing to be mentored through it, but when, hey, it's you and the camera and taking over this, I can't help but relate a little bit about maybe you felt a little bit like King Solomon as he took over the ministry and the kingdom and the kingship from his father, that you sit there and you go, God, give me wisdom. Help me get through this. How
sure.
do I do it? Right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, my taking over the hour of power wasn't so easy. So basically what happened is, when my grandpa left the ministry, it was after my dad left. They had had a short falling out. Mm-hmm. And then my grandpa left the ministry. And then there were all of these leaders between they and me. My wife and I were pastoring a small church kind of in an urban setting with a lot of young people. Mm-hmm. And it was so weird how I ended up taking over the hour of power, because Crystal Cathedral had been sold to the Roman Catholic Church.
Exactly.
There was this sort of leftover church that didn't know what they were going to do, this intellectual property. And so after talking with my parents and my grandparents, and with the board there at the church, they said, well, hey, can you come and just, like, basically preach us unto death? And so I started preaching at the Crystal Cathedral, just for the small leftover congregation. Mm-hmm. And then was also pastoring my other church. And lo and behold, God had a different plan and sort of resuscitated this church and the hour of power, and now we're nationwide again with our television program, and I'm so glad that I was able to, not me personally, but our team was able to
exactly
save the hour of power and bring it back to life. So,
and that's the way it always happens. It's always the team coming together.
Mm-hmm.
I remember working with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. That was the deal. You were part of the team, and it was everybody working together, staying in their lanes and supporting one another. Mm-hmm. And here you are to be able to pick up an iconic brand like the Hour of Power and what your grandfather and your father had continued all these years. But that was the right thing to do. This was God's will, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you talk about Billy Graham, he's the one who came up with the name, the Hour of Power.
Mm-hmm.
He and my grandpa were at a crusade, and he said, I have the show Hour of Decision, and Oral Roberts says Hour of Healing. You should call your show Hour of Power.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I got to tell you, speaking of which, we're getting a little bit off the side here, but anecdotally, I was blessed to serve in the 1985 Billy Graham Crusade there in Anaheim. As you may remember, thousands of people showed up. But one moment that stays emblazoned in my mind and probably will be till the day I die was your grandfather and Billy Graham together talking just side by side. I mean, two brothers in Christ that love Jesus. And it was such a huge blessing. And I got as close as I could, because it was out in the periphery because they were getting ready to do some filming there. But to have these two figures side by side, it was really special.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wish I could have been there.
Yeah. So here we are. You Are Beloved. Your motivation to write this book, Bobby, explain.
Yeah, so the motivation is just, as a pastor, I'm in touch with a lot of pain, and I recognize that whether people are rich or poor, whether or not they grew up religious or are not religious, that all of us have this nagging need to belong and this sort of unconscious feeling that we're not good enough. And so, when we're kids, I was trying to tell you a story actually just before the break that mm-hmm. when I realized this, when I was trying to tell a story about a distant relative, and it was supposed to be a funny story. And as I was going to tell it to my wife, I'm like laughing. Mm-hmm. And I said, and then he called me, and then I'm laughing because I did something dumb. But then I couldn't. And then all of a sudden, I locked up and started weeping. And I'm not a super emotional guy. I'm a pretty even keel person.
Right.
And so I just started weeping because of this memory I had when I was a kid, when this relative who I really looked up to called me an F-head, you know. And so this was an eye-opener because I recognized that there's so much of our lives when we're children, you know, that we're, you know, maybe you're bullied or maybe abandonment is a big part, especially kids who come from wealthy families. Their parents just weren't around, weren't present, weren't there to listen, or had abusive parents or pastors or leaders or teachers. And as we grow old, we learn that, oh, if I perform, if I'm rich, if I succeed, if I'm attractive, you know, these are different things that many of us look to find worth and value. Well, then I matter. And so this is a really dangerous place to be for our relationship with God and with others. And we have to sort of let those things go and learn that God truly just does love us so much. Not because of what we've done, but despite what we've done. He loves us not, you know, just as we are, not as we should be, which is such a gift from him.
You know, I'm so glad you shared that story, you know, and that's pretty vulnerable of you and personal. But we all have those stories where we get those wounds. And the thing that that comes to mind right away is that why do those words mean so much when the God of heaven and earth, the God who created us, has so many wonderful, beautiful things to say about us personally.
Mm-hmm.
And but yet will allow somebody, even a well-meaning family member or whoever, to stab us and carry that wound with us in some cases to the day we die.
I know. There's this preacher here in L.A. He's got a huge church, and he's an amazing Bible preacher, but he's just mean as the day is long. Like, whenever you hear him preach, he's just, you're going to hell, and everybody's horrible, and you're an awful person. And I was talking to one of his associates, one of his pastors that works at his church, and I said, what is the deal with this pastor? Why is he so mean to everybody all the time? And he said, well, you know, this pastor, and he told me this story, when the pastor was a kid, his dad was incredibly strict, and one day he did something wrong or something, and so he took this pastor as a boy, eight, 10-year-old boy, chained him to a tree and put a sign around his neck that said, I am worthless, and left him out there all night. And so now when I hear this guy preach, all I can hear is all this stuff he's saying to his congregation and to people that listen to him, he's really saying, he says to himself 1,000 times more than
that. It's a projection.
He's projecting the stuff that his dad said about him, and he says it to himself. And you know, God loves that old preacher, but he doesn't know it. You know, God loves him just as he is, and that old preacher doesn't need to be perfect. He doesn't need to have everything right. And God loves all of us too. And everybody's listening to me. I mean, he just loves us so much. If we got hold of that, everything would change.
Yeah, send him a copy of your book. Free him from those chains that he was strapped to that tree on that he still has around him. You know, those need to be let go in Jesus' name, because you know, for him to carry that kind of injury, and as we know, Bobby, hurt people, and you know, and I know that that's not. It's not his heart, his true heart, the heart that God made and put inside of him. It's a heart that unfortunately has been formed by the circumstances of his life and a father that, a bit misguided, wanted the best for his son and maybe thought this was the solution.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, I know. That's what we think. We think if we beat ourselves up that we'll make it better. That never works. We need grace.
Well, Bobby Schuller, thank you. Appreciate the time. Congratulations on the book. It is available. I mean, it's such a blessing. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you talk about affirmation. You read this book, and you will begin to appreciate and see yourself as the Father does. You are beloved, living in the freedom of God's grace, mercy, and love. Bobby Schuller, lead pastor, Shepherd's Grove, and Hour of Power. Bobby, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thanks, Phil. What a joy.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us and sharing a part of your day with us. You are a blessing and appreciate that. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I like what Steve Arterburn, who has been on with us many times, had to say about our next guest. This is, if you've ever been searching for a way out of wherever you are or whatever you're going through, Ann White provides a path and a process to take the next best step to a better life, the life that God has made for you and called you to. Ann White, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me today. I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, I've been looking forward to this. I think we've been trying to connect for several months since Nashville, I think. We've been missing each other.
Yes, we have. I guess we're both staying way too busy, but I'm thankful we've been able to connect today and connect with your audience.
Amen. Well, Anne is an internationally known author, speaker, passionate Bible teacher, founded her global ministry, Courage for Life, out of a calling to share with others how God and His Word brought restoration to her life and marriage. Her book is titled Courage for Life, Discover a Life Full of Confidence, Hope, and Opportunity. So this book is for everyone. So if you are in that less than category, and I say less than, that you are not discovering and living that that full, confident, hopeful, and opportunistic life, then, hey, this is for you. Ann White, I thank you for the blessing that you are and what your life, though, you know, it's not always been a bed of roses. I mean, we go through peaks and valleys. You've gone through your share, and out of it has come this ministry.
Absolutely, it has. You know, it's a real blessing in disguise. I think so often when we go through things, when we're in the midst of that trauma and that trial, we really just don't even understand why God's allowing us to go through it. But when we come out on the other side and we see the fruits that come out of our journey through that storm, you know, he doesn't always say that he'll deliver us from the storm, but he always promises to walk with us through it.
Right, exactly.
We learn so much, we grow so much, and then we can comfort others with the same comfort we've been given.
Yeah, we always go through the valley of the shadow of death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he's right there with us, right? It's not to, it's not that we get around it. We get through it because there's lessons to be learned in that process. And that's what this is all about. And life does take courage, doesn't it?
It absolutely takes courage. And courage that we really don't have for ourselves. I think, you know, we were 26 years into our marriage when we started going through our real kind of hit that crisis. Now, we'd had marital problems all along, but we just kind of stuffed them. You know, you get busy in your younger years. I was saved at 19. We got married when I was 21. We started having children, and you just get involved in life. And even though I was a Christian, I wasn't a growing Christian because I was so involved in doing things at my children's school and so forth and so on that I really was just doing life and not doing it well.
You basically were surviving.
Sure, instead of thriving.
Right, exactly.
Definitely.
Well, you know,
when you get to that point.
Mm-hmm. And so so here it is, the accumulation of all these years. I mean, it's incredible because we always hear that most marriages go through this crisis around year five. But you guys hung in there for 26 years, and finally it was just too much to bear.
It absolutely was. And don't think we didn't go through our crisis at year five. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We just hit it. We went through our crisis at year 10. We went through our crisis. I mean, it was an ongoing crisis, to be quite honest with you. But because of my dysfunctional childhood and the brokenness that I had as a child, I learned some very dysfunctional coping skills. My husband did as well. And there was so much fear of rejection and judgment, even going into church, that we hid it for 26 years of our marriage, hid everything about our lives, about ourselves, from our children even. You know, we would just try to stuff it and hide all of that, and it becomes a ticking time bomb.
Exactly. Rejection is such a brutal emotion. It's so devastating, you know, what that does to the very spirit, you know, living under, you know, that influence of rejection. I can only imagine what you must have been dealing with. And, of course, you'd been carrying this most of your life, right?
I've been carrying it all of my life, you know, as a little girl, you know, growing up, witnessing, you know, my mom was an amazing lady. My dad was a great man, but a broken man. My mom was a broken woman. But you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And so as a little girl, I watched their relationship that was very dysfunctional. And you know, I talk about it all in Courage for Life, but it just impacts your entire the way that you process things. So you carry that into your teenage years, and you're trying to find your way. You carry it into your marriage and into your adult life. And then you wake up one day at 46 years old and say, wait a minute, what am I doing? I mean, you know, this is just, the whole thing is just a muddled mess. And how did I get here? And I think, you know, the old saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. That is so true. When we're in the midst of the storm, we don't know how to get out of it.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, when you talk about dysfunction, that's something that all of us have in common. You know, we're in a dysfunctional existence here. I mean, this is antithetical to what God had intended. It is not his perfect world that he designed for us. You know,
amen.
So we deal with we have dysfunction. So it's, how do you deal with it? How do you acknowledge it? But as you say, you know, we all go through life because of our, you know, sense of pride and position. You know, we don't want people to know that we're experiencing exactly what they're experiencing. And, you know, and then one day we wake up and we go, yeah, okay, so now it's kind of colloquial and acceptable to talk about our dysfunction. Well, no kidding. the fact of the matter is, and I tell people, you know, when I was building, you know, sales teams, and we had the dynamic of, you know, different people as disparate and wonderful as they could be, I said, look, you're not hiding anything from anybody. We all know, you know, the challenge that we have here, or the opportunity we have, is matching up strengths and weaknesses. You know, your strength against my weakness makes me a better man. Manager. My strength against your weakness makes you a better salesperson in this particular case. The same thing, husbands and wives in that dynamic. But can we be vulnerable enough to know that we got stuff? And that, and do we trust God enough to say, look, it, I'm bringing you two knuckleheads together because you guys can help each other out and be each other's answer to the dysfunction that you're dealing with.
Well, God tells us all throughout His Word that we are to sharpen one another, lift one another up, pray for one another that we might be healed. He did not create us to walk through this life alone.
Exactly.
If He'd have thought that our relationship with Him, and which is foremost and incredible, we couldn't walk through this life without a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But if He'd have intended that to be the only relationship He wanted us to rely on, you know, for our sustainability here on earth, He wouldn't have created other people. And He tells us, you know, we're to be in relationship and to help one another out, to lift one another up. And that was, you know, that was the lie that I believed from Satan. Satan had convinced me that isolation was my best friend, that if no one knew, then I could keep this facade and everything, you know, would be wonderful. Well, of course it wasn't, and I was crumbling on the inside. But that's the lie you believe, and it's fear that has this overpowering effect on us. And that's why Courage for Life. I mean, the whole, you know, as I was going through and thinking, you know, how can I help other people? Because I know I'm not the only one going through this, and I really wanted to reach people that are experiencing some fear in their life, something that they're dealing with, whether it's the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, the fear of being known, the fear of losing a marriage, the fear of the next argument, whatever that is, but to realize you don't have to fear that. Yeah. You can face it with courage.
Yeah, the fear of being less than. And, you know, this is what God has been showing me, is that this is so, you know, this is such a force that we are being marginalized, we're being judged by a culture that we're made to feel invalidated and unnecessary, but God. But God has a different story, and that He has printed for each one of us, and it is right there if we have ears to hear. We're talking with Ann White, her book, Courage for Life, and there are so many takeaways from this book. It's hard to know where to start, but we're going to continue to dive into it. Discover a life full of confidence, hope, and opportunity. More from Ann White on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez live.
Oh, what a great song, huh? Oh, gosh, there's our perspective, and then there's God's perspective. You know, Ann White, I tell people I've become a butt Christian, and they go, wow, like, no, God, I stops them for a minute. They go, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, it's like whenever you read in the Bible about all these travesties that are going on and how gloom and doom it is and everything, and we can even do it in our daily experiences like this song points out, you know, we're seeing injury and dysfunction and all this stuff, and there's always that transformational transitional phrase that says, but God. God comes in and says, no, hey, I see you healed. I see you perfect. I see you blessed. I see you just the way I fashioned you, like the potter does the clay. And when you put yourself in God's hands like that, it's quite restorative and comforting, isn't it?
It is. That's certainly been true in my life. But for so many years, Bill, I just didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. You know, I just didn't see, even though I loved the Lord and I knew he was there, I was still trying to hold on to control. Right. I still thought I can fix this until I got to that breaking point.
Yeah, exactly.
And realized, you know, I can't change anything, especially someone else. See, now, have you ever felt like, you know, I can change that person? I know I have felt that way most all of my life. You know,
I've never felt that way, Ann. What's wrong with you?
You know, I can change my husband. I can change people at work. I can change my kids. Not really. We can influence change, but we can't change anyone but ourselves.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, in reading your book, I know most adults would pick this up and say, wow, this is for me. But what I read out of your book, I think, is very appropriate for these young kids who are growing up, this next group, the millennials and Generation Z, as they refer to them. Because I think that what has happened in our culture, Ann, and you can correct me if, you know, if I'm wrong and I'm not seeing this right, but what I'm seeing is kind of as a warning, is these kids coming up have been coddled. that they really don't have a sense for courage for life because they've been protected. And, you know, they go out there and get their first job and they freak out, you know, the first time they run into another individual that gives them, you know, some antithetical behavior or attitude, you know, and they next thing you know, they're curling up into the fetal position, you know, thinking, oh, gosh, what has happened here? And it's like, you know, they need some sort of tutorial on what life is all about. You know, it is not a bed of roses. It's not going to be a piece of cake. Not everybody gets a trophy. And I think that we've done a disservice to these young people by giving them that false premise.
Bill, I agree. You know, courage is all about making wise choices in the face of adversity. And if you're not, if you haven't experienced adversity, and we did it with our kids too. I mean, I have to say that was a mistake we did in protecting our kids. It was a disservice to them. But if you're not prepared for adversity and for conflict, then you're simply not prepared for life.
Right.
And I had I was terrified of conflict. And relational conflict is something we're going to come up against. I mean, think about Christ models this and how he handles conflict. But think about the conflict that he had. He ran into conflict his entire ministry life is what we know most about. But from the very get-go, there was conflict. And there's going to be because we live in a fallen world.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And for me, since, you know, being a theologian and a student, particularly, I am so encouraged when you read the life of Jesus and you read the red letters of the Bible and you see how he handled this adversity. There was something I found to be consistent, and it was always the higher calling. It wasn't that, hey, was putting somebody down just to put them down because they were knuckleheads, although maybe in some cases. But behind it all was, hey, look, I'm your creator. You can do better than this. I know you can. And, you know, and I've really tried to alter my perspective in my in those experiences of life that have come along, whereas, you know, as a younger man, I might be a little bit more critical and knee-jerking type of response, as opposed to a loving response to say, look, this is somebody else created in the image of God that, you know, somehow is missing some connection to God's higher calling for his life.
True. You know, God calls us to speak truth, but he calls us to speak truth in love.
In love, right.
And that was something really hard. I remember as Mike and I were working through our counseling, and I share a lot of our counseling processes and kind of exercises that we went through. I share a lot of that in the book because they were so life-changing for us.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with a Christian counselor who was truly a man of God, a pastor, and also a licensed psychologist who helped us walk through the process of learning to communicate in healthier ways. And learning how to talk with each other. One thing he said that I share in the book is that start every conversation with care. In other words, you start the conversation out by saying, I care about you. I care about our relationship. I love you. I want this to work. And that kind of sets the stage for the conversation. Then you can have the hard conversation, you know, and talk about either how you're feeling, you know, what this makes you feel, how it makes you afraid and so forth. And I also talk about a lot about how we identify what's at the root of our problems.
Mm.
You know, when my husband and I were walking one day as I was writing the book, and I was telling him, I said, you know, I really want to get to the bottom of the main kind of pressure points. What are those things that really kind of cause the majority of our problems? And I came up with what I call the four pests of pressure in the book Courage for Life.
Mm-hmm.
I call them the four pests of pressure because it seems like I could relate every one of my obstacles and issues back to that. Mm-hmm. And it was fear, hurt, sin, and shame. And they just permeate throughout our lives if we allow them to.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly there are other things that we deal with, but it seems like those are kind of at the root of all of our anger and all of these surface emotions, our sadness, our anger, our fear, feelings of rejection and so forth. They're all based around fear, hurt, sin, and shame.
Mm-hmm. And as you were going, now, did you find this to be consistent with most people, that those little foxes that erode the foundation of a healthy spiritual, emotional, physical, and relational experience. Did you find that to be consistent, or would other people find maybe some other dynamic underlying and maybe being a different little fox?
Absolutely consistent. As I disciple and minister to and talk with women in groups and, you know, and relationally, I find that we're all struggling kind of with those same deep-rooted issues. Either we have past sin or current sin that's causing amok in our life.
Right.
We've got a lot of shame because of either sin that we've committed or sin that's been committed against us, you know, where we've been hurt, and then we're dragging that shame around.
Mm-hmm.
And fear, of course, is the number one on that list, you know, and then past hurt. People hurt us, and we're just lugging that around. And those become, and I talk about this as well, triggers, and I call them landmines, because I think most of us have heard of triggers. You know, I'm walking along, and everything's fine, and Mike says something to me, and it triggers a past memory,
right,
you know, of maybe how my dad spoke to me, or, and then all of a sudden we bow up, or we shut down.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You either fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And so you go into that, that triggers this emotion. And then your current relationship is affected by that triggered emotion. And I call landmines because sometimes things will happen, or you come across either, you know, a conversation with someone you're in relationship with or whatever, that is it shuts it down and you blow. You
right.
know, there's something that triggers something so large, it's a landmine, excuse me, mm-hmm. and you blow and
right.
it's done. And then, of course, you get in this dysfunctional dance of he said, she said, and you're just going in a circle arguing.
Oh, it's crazy making.
Anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, for everybody. Yeah, I heard it once said that in terms of, you know, past hurts, it's like if you imagine like an arrow being in your side, that you're able to get through the day. It's always there. But, you know, the arrow's still there. And then all of a sudden somebody bumps into it. And it's that hurt. And it goes, oh, and it's that deep that it just stifles you. And it just and it brings back to mind the original injury. And sometimes the reaction, I sometimes find myself telling my wife, I go, this isn't all about you. I know that this is deeper than this, the reaction that you're, because sometimes it can be overwhelming, because, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody and they see a reaction going, wow, but it was a trigger, and it triggered something
yeah.
deep in her, and her response was not, in concert with, you know, maybe my bad joke or something.
Yes, exactly. And you know, Bill, that's really why I wrote the book. I was laughing with someone the other day. I said, I barely got through English in high school. And so this was not something that was on my radar. But, you know, God gives you gifts. When you open up the door and allow him to come in and empower you and call you to things, he'll give you the strength and the knowledge and the understanding and the ability to do whatever he's called you to. And so in this book, I really wanted to give my readers practical steps that I went through, and that was why we came up, you know, as I was praying through it, that's why I came up with the COURAGE acronym, because mm-hmm. there are 7 practical steps that can simply change the course of your life and allow you to dig into your God-given courage and pursue your God-given dream.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing COURAGE for Life. Discover a life full of confidence, hope, and opportunity. That's what we want for everybody. It's what God wants. So we're in concert. We're in agreement with his will to be done in your life. Available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website as well. Anne White, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Yes, God bless you, Bill. Have
individuals
a great day.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a
settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We call it the crapper.